No, keep it going, Lou. All right, we're going to keep it not going.
Avoiding people.
With Don and MJ. We're doing it. What? I like doing it with the whole song underneath our talking or whatever, but we're not going to do that. There you go. Just keep it repeating. All right, cut it off.
Yeah,
cut it off.
He's joking.
Just cut it. Thanks.
I think, Lou, after you decide that we're going to start the show, then you can't listen to anything MJ says until you give us that wrap-up signal. Then
I think you should actually
listen
to everything I say.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
Please do. It's just common sense, I think.
But to listen to not listen to me?
To not listen to you.
When I'm on the show?
Anytime.
Anytime. Well, you say that, but...
And I mean it.
Why
like that one time when you told me to run into the middle of the street.
I never told you that.
Because it was windy.
No. But I am interested in a story that you told me about your grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it, your dad's or your mom's grandma?
It's my mom's dad.
Your mom's dad. Okay.
It's my grandfather.
All right. Okay.
And, he had just kind of a crazy life, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was left on the doorstep of a monastery.
That's such a cool beginning.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And they assume he came from an Irish background, but, you know, nobody really knows, like, positively.
Was he black?
No.
Is he redheaded?
Nope.
Then why did they assume Irish?
I think it was, like...
Was it an Irish monastery?
He wailed as a baby in, like, an Irish accent.
Right.
So that was what kind of gave it away. Plus, he wouldn't drink his bottle unless there was whiskey in it. So.
No, that sounds like an Irishman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, he ended up, like, he had to work to put himself through, like, high school and stuff like that. And then once college was done, he tried out for the Bears and was about to make center for them. I guess he was one of the last to try. I guess he was, like, second to last. So he was, like, it was him between him and another guy. But before he tried out, I guess he went to the Air Force. I don't know if he got called out or just decided to. Maybe he decided to.
Whatever, F this.
Either way, he went off to the Air Force. Did some badass stuff, I'm pretty sure. He wasn't like a recruiter. I knew he flew.
He wasn't a secretary?
No, he did fly. He did fly planes.
Model airplanes?
Nope. He built model airplanes.
He built them.
He flew
a real one.
Airplanes. All
right, that's much cooler.
I know. And then after that, when he came back from that, he went to law school and became... a pretty serious badass lawyer.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think he did start his own
law firm.
No, not his own law firm, just his own like his own practice. And then he started doing stuff like really pro bono around Skokie. So if you drop the name Donald Lyon anywhere around Skokie, any lawyer will just like drop down.
And drop trow? Drop trow?
What does drop trow mean?
It's dropping trousers and it's usually beating off.
Whenever someone says drop trow,
you didn't know
I
what
think
that
like,
meant?
Drop trout.
No, it's drop trow.
A trout is fish.
Look out, everybody. I'm going to drop trow. Which means I'm going to go beat off and probably, you know.
So when someone says I'm dropping trow, they're warning you they're going to go beat off.
Right, yeah.
I don't think that's what it means.
That's exactly what it means.
I don't think that's what it means.
What does it mean, Lou?
I think it means that they're about to go take a shit.
No.
That would make way more sense.
No. Morning radio guys who only talk about beating off say dropping trow?
What? I don't think all morning radio guys talk
all
only
the guys
about
that I listen to. Eric and Kathy mainly.
Kathy talks about beating off.
Well, Eric does, and Kathy's like, Eric, again?
Again?
Again, Eric? This is the eighth time in the past 15 minutes you're talking about...
Does he say drop trow?
Look out, Kathy, I'm going to drop trow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that happens.
No, but no, that's what dropping trow is. It's beating off. I swear to God.
No, it's not.
Okay, whatever. My question is, did he come up with the name Lyon, or did the nuns?
I think the family that adopted him had the name Lyon. I don't think he just made it up. When the first word he said was Lyon, and they were like, oh, that's your name.
Pocahontas
or something? No, that was
Pocahontas.
That's probably the first word she said.
Yeah. No, it isn't. That's too long.
Pocahontas.
Okay, are we doing the voice
no,
again?
No, we're not.
Because I have a voice that I'll give you that you hate, but we won't do it.
Yeah, good.
Good. Okay. But I thought like maybe he was like, oh, you know what, I'll do a... I want to choose my own voice or whatever, and I'm going to choose my own name, and that's, I'm going to choose Lyon, because that would be a sick-ass name, you know
Lyon?
What I mean?
It is a sick-ass name.
It is, but that's to choose, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could choose anyone I want, and I'm going to choose Lyon.
If you could choose a name, though, what would it be? I mean, MJ's pretty shitty. Obviously, you didn't choose it.
Fuck off. All right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Kleppin is good, all right? It sounds like you're a kleptomaniac, or that they have the clap, which everyone knows is chlamydia, okay?
I think... The clap is gonorrhea.
No, it's chlamydia.
That makes way more sense.
It does. It's gonorrhea.
I know. I never understood why people would call that the clap.
Or clap. Okay. Well, either
clap,
way.
Clap. Clap. Clap your hands. Clap.
No. Doing songs. No. Casper Slide My God, that is the only song that all white people can dance to because it gives you instructions.
Well, it's the new version of the electric slide. Like, the electric slide was like in the 70s, and then the Casper slide or the Cha-Cha slide.
But it was Casper slide part two, which I was wondering, where's part one? Never heard it.
Neither did I.
Never heard it. But it's always at every prom.
You're white. That's why you never heard it.
Maybe kind of like the remix to Ignition.
Did you hear the Casper slide part one?
Only minorities are allowed to hear it.
Oh, okay. Does it just
I'm
sound
part
like...
of that club. Did no, I tell you about
not.
That? My stepmom is Hispanic. My stepbrother is black. I am a minority. I have the card. I've got the card.
What is it?
He does have
NCAA?
The card. He has the card.
NCAA.
What's NCAA?
That's the College Association of Athletics.
That's the one. I know.
And I Jesus. You're asinine. I would choose Nicodemus.
Nicodemus?
It would be Nicodemus... that'd be it. I think you only need that one name.
Just a one-name thing?
What, Madonna?
You're not Cher. Or Madonna.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get to do that. Or Seal.
Now, that's a strange name. Why would you choose? I mean, Lion is one animal to choose. Wolf, maybe. There are guys named Wolf.
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
Well, that's a person.
I think his name ends W-O-L-F-E.
I know a guy whose name is Scott Wolf.
Okay, but that's the last name. That's different. But the point is, it's not the one name. It's not Wolf.
No, it's not.
Just like, did Seal get burned? Did someone throw gasoline on his face?
I think those are horrendous, like acne scars.
Because he is, I don't know, that's worse than
he's
acne.
Like he's like a real-life Two-Face with a beautiful singing voice.
Beautiful singing and beautiful wife, Heidi Klum. Oh my God.
Well, dude, the guy sings like that. I mean,
doesn't matter.
Are you joking me, dude? That guy could sing like the stars out of the sky.
Yeah, but he doesn't, and he looks like
because he chooses not to. That would like cause a chain of events that would probably end the world. He doesn't look like SpongeBob.
He does.
He looks like a black guy with bad skin.
Terrible skin.
Okay, it's
like
bad.
But
you know what else? When he's on stage and he's belting like heavenly tunes, I don't think people are actually even looking at his face.
Well, I think from that far,
I think they're seeing the most magical things in their head they've ever seen.
I think they're just so far back they can't tell how
bad that's part of it.
The scars are.
That's why he's on stage.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. As opposed to doing like...
Front row, maybe.
Right, front row. Well, they're...
His stage hands probably know.
The security guards. They keep them far enough back, you know.
I guess he doesn't even need security if it's that bad.
What do you mean?
Like, if his face is that bad, nobody's going to like run up on him.
Well, someone might try to finish the job off.
What job?
The gasoline job that I assume... someone poured gasoline on his face... And lit a match or whatever. He was in some kind of, like, trouble with the law.
I really hope that some weird mishap doesn't happen and he ends up hearing this because he's got to have he's got to have a posse by now. And,
yeah, Seal.
They're
also
coming for you.
He's got Whale. Walrus. He's got the whole sea animal kingdom.
The sea posse.
Right. Yeah. Right. Walrus is a big fat guy.
King Triton. King Triton.
Walrus is a guy with a huge mustache. And he's just, that's Walrus.
So that's Seal's posse?
Yeah. It's sea animals.
I'd really just like it if you would stop.
Sea urchin
like,
is the worst kind.
Insulting like people that are still out there. If you want to like go ahead and insult like dead people or fictional characters, go right ahead.
Oh, I can insult fictional characters. You allow that?
Go ahead.
I can go tell Harry Potter to blow himself. You're not going to get offended.
I've done it.
Good.
I've told him at points throughout the book.
You know what? I saw that goddamn Twilight movie or whatever.
You saw it?
Do you think I wanted to see it? I saw it with a girlfriend.
It's the opening weekend.
It sucked.
You're part of the problem.
I am part
You're
of the
part
problem.
Of that 72 million
I
made opening
was,
day or whatever.
It was terrible. It was awful. First of all, you read the books, right?
I read the first two. Yes,
okay, well,
I read
the first
this,
two. You can
story.
Explain why the guy who's the werewolf or whatever character, why did he all of a sudden become part of like some cutoff jean posse? Like, him and the other guys, all they wear is no shirt and just cut off jeans.
I can't explain their
and
fashion choices.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I don't
never
even,
explain.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and explain it. It's like the story, as far as I know, it goes like, you know, the Edward, the vampire dude, you know, like he leaves, for the movie, right? And then, what's her face? Bella is all upset about it.
Oh, she is such a whiny bitch.
Yeah, the whole time. And she kind of like cries on Jacob, the Indian guy's shoulder.
Is he Indian?
He's Native American. Yeah, that's their whole deal. Like they're shapeshifters, and I don't know if the actor's really Native American.
No, but even there, he just looks sort of tan and muscular.
Oh.
Yeah.
You noticed that, did you? Is that what you're paying attention to?
All right, let me tell you something. Here's what goes on. Okay, chick Bella bumps her head or whatever in a motorcycle thing or whatever, and so she's bleeding, right? The guy just rips off the shirt and just shows off the pec and totally shaved, obviously, or whatever. There's no hair on his body ever. And he just rips it off. And I was like, and so some of the girls were like, ooh. And I was like, in the movie. I was like, and all the other guys were like, okay, yeah, come on, bullshit. No one ever does that.
I know. I will say, seeing, like, sometimes having a theater full of, like, teenage girls, actually most of the time, it totally ruins the movie for
you. I did want to stab somebody.
But there was one time when I saw The Ring with a couple of black guys when it first came out in theaters.
God.
And, dude, the theater was packed full of teenage girls, and that was probably the most fun I've had at the theaters in a long time, dude. Because, I mean, like, I don't know if you've ever gone to see a movie with black guys in the theater.
Well, I do know that they do call out.
They ruin it for the teenage girls the way the teenage girls ruin it for everybody else. So they get all pissed off.
Right.
And they're all just like, geez, what the fuck? Stop talking. And they just turn around and, bitch, what are you saying to me? Man, this girl tried to talk to me, man. I'm about to kick that ass. And then they go back to the movie.
Right.
And it honestly, like, I was just sitting there the whole time laughing. And then, do you remember The Ring?
Yes.
When there's a horse, like, on the boat. I don't know how it gets there.
I don't know. Either.
And all of a sudden, it's rampaging around, and everyone's ducking around, and it jumps off. And as it jumps off the ship, it, like, hits its back legs, and it makes this horrible horse noise, and then just falls over the side. It whinnies. And it falls over the side.
Right.
So naturally, all these teenage girls are all like, you know, crying, like that.
Horse.
We immediately burst out laughing because we just watched a horse trip as it tried to jump off a boat and escape. It's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's like a YouTube video.
It is a YouTube video. But do black people always, the stereotype of black people in movie theaters that they're always calling out to the... they're always like, no, do not go in there.
Don't go in the room.
Right, especially horror movies. He is in there. He is in. Do not have sex. What are you doing? Everyone who has sex always dies. Everyone knows this. And then, like, you know, they die. Oh, that bitch dead.
Did that actually happen?
Well, I've never seen a movie with a black person.
With those guys, yeah, that's the way it happened. But like, I just told you that they're yelling all over the place.
They were yelling at the teenage girls to shut the fuck up.
That was only because they had been yelling at the movie, and the teenage girls yelled at them in turn, and then they turned it on to them. They never stopped yelling like the whole time.
Right.
That was great. But anyway, no, I've seen movies with my stepbrother, and he's, you know, partially black, and he's pretty quiet.
Maybe he didn't inherit the movie calling out gene from his black dad.
You think it's a gene?
It must be. I mean, obviously, you know, if all the black people keep doing it, but the half...
I wonder about that.
Yeah, think about it. You know what I mean? And what is his other half?
Mexican.
Well, if it was white, you'd be sure, but... Can't wait to
see. I really don't know.
I don't know what Mexicans do when they
go
through the movies.
I'd have to get them into a lab. To be sure.
Right. You see, have him see a bunch of different scary movies and see if he reacts to any of them.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know.
I don't know what do Mexican people do when they see movies. They just stab each other.
I don't think they see the movies.
Do they really see movies? They see Spanish
movies.
They
sneak in the back and they like stab the guy that they wanted to and then they leave.
Hispanic people.
All my sister, man. And then they leave.
What? They're not all Tony Montana.
That wasn't Tony Montana.
I think it was Tony Montana.
Tony Montana's Cuban.
That's Hispanic.
Okay.
Don't generalize. What are you talking about?
Well, you're just saying, like, actually, I guess Hispanic does kind of umbrella overall.
All of Hispania? Yes.
Hispania.
That includes Spain and all of South America. That is Hispania.
Okay.
It is a large body.
That's probably true. If you can show me that on the globe, I would really appreciate it.
It doesn't show up on the globe. It shows up on my dad's racist globe. It's only got about four areas.
The one that your grandma painted and carved.
Got Hispania, the blacks, which is
right,
all of Africa.
Just like a black smear on the globe.
It's a blob of sorts. They just, I'll be honest, she put in the shape of a watermelon, which I thought was out of line.
Really?
She did.
It would have been artistic if she had like put the like continent in like watermelon seeds.
Yes, that would make sense. But she didn't do that. She doesn't have a lot of time on her hands. You know, she's
got nothing but time. She's your girl. Doesn't she call you to like beg you to drive
down,
her
though.
Around like shopping
yes.
and stuff?
My God, that bitch. And I know people
sounds like she's got a lot of time.
She does.
Isn't that about you should probably find her a hobby like that.
No, here's the thing. I get her on the computer to try to like get her away from me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work because she doesn't understand the computer.
It's a computer.
Then she's calling me up, and she's like, oh, how do you do Microsoft Word? And she's on, like, 97, like Windows 97. And I'm just
like her age.
She might as well be 97. I don't understand how she does anything. But, the globe, it's got Hispania, the blacks, and then all of Eastern Europe is just, she calls it Arab, which I thought was out of line.
Well, it's simpler.
That's and then fair. Chinks for all of Japan. And she includes Indians in that part, which I...
It's special.
Right.
There was one time I was at a driving range.
Are all older people racist? It seems like it.
I think that's just...
Is your grandmother racist?
My grandma...
Either ones?
No, actually.
Really? Both of mine are. Maybe that's why I don't like them so much.
Probably.
Just because I'm dating a Muslim chick.
Yeah.
That's not going to help.
Did you say she's coming over to your house for Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm trying to convince her of that, yes.
Dude.
What?
That is a big step.
What are you talking? Okay, listen.
Thanksgiving dinner?
People are all just like, oh, that's a big step. Kiss my ass. First of all, chicks do this too, because she tried to get me to do this too. After we're going out for like 3 weeks or whatever, she's like, you know, you have to ask me out to be your girlfriend. It's like, what?
No. Wait a minute. Like, you guys went out.
We went out at least.
And then she said she wanted you to, like, establish.
To me specifically say, hey, would you be my girlfriend?
Fuck that.
I know. I said, I'm not doing that.
Hey, yeah. MJ.
Yeah, what's up?
How old is she? Is she, like, 12?
That's what it seems like to me, right?
Asking you for permission
to
date her.
It's been 3 weeks, and she's okay. So are we boyfriend girlfriend?
No, we're on our eighth date. So can you tell me if we're boyfriend or girlfriend yet?
Because
no,
I gotta tell my dad.
Right, first of all, no,
he's gotta be okay with you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he does.
He might blow you up.
Yeah. All right,
there it is.
There's the racism that I was talking about.
Well, you do have to be worried about it.
Yeah, I do actually.
Hey, I'm just getting you ready for your grandmas.
Exactly. Prep.
Oh my god.
Prep for that. You know it's gonna be bad. And that's what I'm saying with the Thanksgiving dinner. And that's why you say it's not a big step, but it really is. Your grandmas are gonna be there at the Thanksgiving dinner and you're gonna like pop up with a Muslim chick.
Well, I'm not gonna mention the Muslim part.
I know, but you're just going to pop her up and they're going to know
she's
not
out of nowhere. She's gonna come in the door and I'm gonna say, oh, here's my girlfriend, and then they're gonna go, oh,
here's my girlfriend, non whitey.
Are they blind?
No, they're not blind.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Some of them do have hard seeing. But no, here's the thing. I already had...
the brown blob in the room. What is that?
Yeah, exactly. The 90-pound brown
blob. Don't worry about
that,
Grandma. I took a shit on the floor.
I took a shit on the floor.
This moment, I don't understand.
You sound like my grandmother. No, that's a cigar store Indian. Don't worry about that. All right, grandmother. She's not moving very much.
Yeah, it's just a table, Grandma.
Right.
I bought that today. I'm going to put my shoes on it later.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
No, okay, here's the thing. This is her first boyfriend that she's had, me, okay? But...
Jesus.
I know.
That's a messy
situation. This is what the Muslims do, okay? Here's what the Muslims do, okay? I'll explain the Muslims in a few sentences.
Go ahead.
They date when they're 20, or they get married when they're 21, and then that's it. They're done. If they have a boyfriend, he's usually a fiancé.
Okay.
So I'm lucky enough that I don't have to deal with all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
How old is she?
She is 20.
And you guys have been dating how long?
I don't know. Probably like 4 or 5 months now.
4 or 5 months?
I'm sorry. 4 or 5 weeks, yes. Four
yeah.
or 5 weeks, yes.
So I'd say in about, what, like 2 months, you're going to have to ask her to marry you?
According to her religion, yes, I would, actually. I probably should have done that about a week ago, but I'm okay for now.
Have you guys banged?
We've not banged,
no,
first
they
of all.
Haven't done... What have you gotten to? Second base from what we decided?
No, I'm rounding second. I'm rounding second now.
So you're at second.
No, I'm rounding... I'm getting to second.
Stop.
Give
rounding
me...
is not... Unless you've reached third,
I
you're at second.
I have touched clitoris.
I don't care.
But you asked...
No, what I meant
to
say
the bases?
Was, yes, I don't
okay, well,
care
I have
what you
given,
touched.
I have given second
if you
base,
haven't eaten
I have not,
clitoris,
no,
if you
no,
haven't,
no
if you haven't munched on her asshole,
okay,
you haven't gotten to food.
All right, first of all, I don't think I'm going to be munching on any asshole anytime
That's
soon.
That's part of
except
it,
except it's my own.
If you're...
What?
That was definitely a Freudian slip.
Yeah, it was.
You munch on your own asshole?
I didn't mean to say that.
Well, if you're, in my opinion,
yeah.
when you get to third base, if you're eating it right, you definitely taste some asshole.
What?
You just do.
What are you talking about?
You just do.
You avoid that area like the black plague. You just put...
You're taken away from
Wait,
the experience.
Don, I'm kind of with MJ
Thank
on
you.
This one.
Thank you.
Listen, I...
What are you... Are
I'm,
you munching
not,
on some, like, dude's taint?
Okay, wait a second. eating out kind of negates the whole dude thing. No, I don't. I don't munch
okay,
on.
Okay, let me ask you this: is her vagina a penis?
No, that's not. No, that isn't.
All right.
No, that's not my point. What I was trying to illustrate was that, in my opinion, when I do it, I go nuts. My head's all over the place.
Okay, well,
there is a
you're
very
carpet bombing,
very
okay. That's the problem. You're just like. And that's what it sounds like from the vagina's perspective coming at it.
It's true. I did see the vagina. I did see the vagina monologues, and we haven't talked about that. They're like, this is what it sounds like.
What a piece of shit.
I know.
But God damn it. No, but you know, no. What are you tasting taint for, or ass?
It's literally 2 centimeters away from each other. It's going to happen.
Not if you know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing.
Evidently not.
Evidently I do, because every single one has absolutely loved it. I've never had any complaints about anything I've done.
Well, then you must be doing it great, or they're all faking it.
I don't think anybody's
doing it. Silence in the room is speaking volumes.
Silence in the room, yeah.
Silence in the room. Ladies?
Because it's just you and me.
Ladies,
yeah.
do you like Don eating you out? I don't hear any. Them liking you, eating them.
That's because they don't respond to you.
Oh, really? Oh, let's hear.
I think that's probably why you are attracted to them.
Why?
The Muslims are the only ones that respond to you.
What are you talking? No, the Muslims are. The Indians respond to me, all right, because I like their food. As we said about before, I am the one person in America that actually likes the Indians, okay?
Yes, you do.
So
you
I'm going to. So just give me all of them.
You're like, what is that?
Ichabod Crane?
No, not Ichabod Crane. The, what was it, like St. Patrick, who like led the rats out of Ireland? Can you do that with the Indians in America?
I think it was the Pied Piper.
Whatever, whoever Idiot. The fuck it was. He solved a problem. Get to it.
First
Get
of all, the Pied Piper also took children out of... Everyone forgets that part. He also took the rats, and then he takes the children out.
There is a population crisis, and half the kids are obese. They'd get bored halfway, like, following him.
But they
right
would
back.
Work off the weight somehow.
That's
you
the thing.
I mean?
I don't think they would.
Yeah, I am like the Pied Piper. I'm taking all... Well, are you calling Indians rats?
It took you a while to get there, though.
Wow.
I have no problem with it.
You are a terrible human being.
There's a
How's
lot of
How's that racist mom
things.
Going for you?
Yeah, like just the smell.
Yeah, exactly. You see, Eric
what?
Knows. The smell.
Okay, listen.
Their
that,
hygiene.
That is the dudes. The dudes smell like shit, all right? You want to know why? Because they have no water in their goddamn country, and they take the same rules.
Then once
Nor
here
do rats
like
in
shit.
Their cage.
And here's what happens. Here's what happens. They take Seriously. The same rules, and they don't remember the fact that we have a plenty supply of water. And they just
so they come from India. They
yep.
don't remember we have water,
yep.
and then they're becoming doctors in our country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that seem strange to anybody else?
Well, it seems strange because all they here's the thing
they forget to drink and
to
bathe.
Drink. No, they probably forget to bathe. But the here's what you want. You want an Americanized one. Okay, you do not
actually,
want one.
I don't want anything to do with any of them.
You will once you can taste the tuna curry. Okay.
Oh
the
God, I can
curry.
Taste it now, and I'm already gagging.
I like it. All right,
I would imagine that's actually what eating out an Indian chick tastes like, is tuna curry.
Tuna curry, right. Well, a little bit of vinegar, mainly, is what it is. Listen, here's the thing. You want to get the American... What was that? The Americanized one, okay, that's not from India. You want to get the one that's been here in America the whole time. That's what
I
you
see.
Want. Because
okay.
they take all the American stuff as well as the good looks.
Okay.
As long as they're good looking. Obviously, if they're ugly, you can throw them back into right. the
well, if,
wastebasket
fine.
Of America.
Fine. If I'm ever thrown into a barrel with nothing but Indian chicks, I'll look for the Americanized ones.
Please do. You say, who speaks only English? And then the ones that raise their hands. And then, well, you pick out the attractive ones first, and then you ask
Then I ask which
English.
Of
right.
them speak
right.
English.
Right. Because you can at least bang the... You know, ones that don't speak English.
It's true.
Well,
I could
so.
Do that. What I was going to say was that, you know, you threw out the word chinks before, a word that I do kind of like.
You like that word?
It's an onomatopoeia.
It's offensive.
Well, people need to get over it. It's the sound that a golf club makes when it hits a golf ball. And that was the story I was
Or
a
chink
tell.
In the armor?
A chink in the armor.
Right.
Perfect. It's a
Although
word.
Although there was
it's
a chink
purpose.
In armor, that would be entertaining.
See, I wish the word nigger had like another
Oh, my God.
Word, another
what?
Like...
What are we doing? What is this show becoming? Really? We're dropping the end by now?
I used to say it all the time in like
Because your mom
like
used
that.
It all the time.
No, she did.
You know, MJ, didn't you notice that Don's wearing his white hood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am wearing a white hood.
Interesting.
It's an interesting choice of,
right.
Of attire today. Yeah, I'm all about it.
What's wrong with you?
No, well, I'm just saying. Like,
first
I
of all,
wish that
you
it was...
love black chicks.
Yeah, I do.
You can't call them niggers.
I don't mean any disrespect by it.
Yeah, but it's going to have the disrespecting part
well,
of it.
That's kind of the thing I want to change. Like, I feel like it's such a great... No, no, I don't... you're ruining it for me. I really want to say it again, but I feel like you're just going to snap. It's such a good word.
It is a good word.
And it's fun to say. I wish it meant other things. I wish it didn't have such bad connotations.
What is wrong with you? Listen, all right, one time in seventh grade... or. Yeah, sixth grade. I asked the black kid while we were coming back from recess. I said, "Why do you guys get so offended at the word nigger?" And you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, "I'm not talking to you for the rest of the goddamn week." And I said, "All right, well, okay." Well, that doesn't explain why, but it told me something.
Black people still hate you. Everybody around here in Columbia is always calling you racist because of the stupid jokes that you make.
I make racist jokes, but I'm not a racist. I'm the one dropping nigger in the goddamn podcast, okay?
You just did, though.
Yeah, I know.
Think twice. I think you've done it more than I have now.
Because I'm trying to make a point, okay?
My God.
And I'm the racist one.
Well, you are the racist one.
Here's the thing. Me not being racist allows me to make racist jokes. That's part of the rules, okay?
You're an idiot because you just described me.
No.
I'm not at all racist except against Indian people, who I admitted that I hated, but I don't really consider them people, so I don't really feel like it's racist.
Well, that's exactly the definition of racism. So happy-go-lucky.
Happy-go-lucky to
right.
you. You,
have fun
again,
with that.
Lead the rats out of America.
What is wrong with you?
Just please.
All right, tell you what, I'll read the last rats out of America. Have fun getting a goddamn doctor, okay? Because you will have no chance.
All my doctors are white.
Yeah. And you know who they were trained by? What are you... What did he say?
Something about a hot Indian girl.
Yeah. Oh, hey, a hot Indian girl. Oh, is that a rarity?
Yes,
it is. It is a rarity. I will give you that.
It's an extreme rarity.
Yeah. All right. 7-Eleven.
At 7-Eleven.
Really? Is she working there?
Does she work there?
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. I went over there, and she's just hot as hell, man.
Oh, God.
No
shit. Well, I'm going to have to walk in there. Hey, listen. She's probably... You know, here's the thing. Her dad probably owns a 7-Eleven and is going to give you the stink eye when you walk in.
I'll murder him.
They all do. No, he will blow you up. He's got strapped.
With straps?
He's strapped.
In his place of business next to his daughter?
At all times. Well, he's not there at the same time his daughter is because they can't be in the same room with each other. But he hired her out.
You are the expert.
I am actually.
I'll take your word for it.
Thank you. I know what I'm talking about. And so now she's the Americanized one. She's the one you want.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
The reason I brought up chink before is because it's an onomatopoeia. It's a great word. But also because remember that article that you and I were just looking at about how there was all this craziness about H1N1 and the swine flu and whatnot.
Yes.
And China comes out and says that they've had H5N1 for the last, like, 2 years or something like that.
Okay.
And now they're saying that with the, like, the rampance of H1N1, it's possible that the two viruses that are present in China could combine to make, like, a super virus. And it would be extremely dangerous and fatal to human beings.
Well, great. Awesome. Well, what does that have to do with chinks?
Well, I'm just saying.
You just have a transition of
you
chinks.
You said chinks. And I started thinking, like,
of Chinese.
Those dirty chinks have gone and made H5N1, and now we're probably all going to suffer for it.
They didn't make H5. All right, here's the thing.
You can't prove that.
You can't prove that they did.
Why is it over there if they didn't create it?
He brings up an excellent point.
In the same way that
how else would it
H1N1 wasn't invented by the Mexicans. Okay?
It was invented by the swine.
The pigs invented it?
Have you seen Babe?
Yeah, Babe? I think you mean Animal Farm.
I mean Babe.
No, I haven't seen Babe.
Well, there's your problem. You'd be just as scared of pigs as I was if you'd seen it.
I think you'd be as scared of, like, Charlotte's Web.
I'm not a fan of Charlotte's Web either.
I know. Now, what... Okay, your point is what? The Chinese made H5N1?
My point is just, you know, everybody's, you know... I was really...
I do find it ironic that the Chinese... I work at the airport at Duty Free, and... I know you love that word. All the Chinese people come in, and they're all wearing those masks. Like, because they're all afraid of...
Absolutely.
...getting H1N1 or swine flu or whatever.
Truthfully, when I first, you know, the whole thing happened, and I first heard about it, I was all for believing that it was just a crock of shit. Like, it was just the regular, you know, flu, and it was, you know, like, you didn't have to do anything very special to kind of, you know, keep yourself, you know, away from it. You know, nobody was really at high risk except for, you know, babies and old people who are just freeloaders.
If we lose those anyways, right.
Just doing ourselves a favor.
Exactly.
So great, swine flu, you know, like much needed purging, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But anyway.
Get that started.
Get it out. Anyway, but now just thinking that there's a possibility that, like, it could maybe combine with something else to legitimately make some kind of super pandemic mm-hmm. where, you know, only a select few, like myself being one of them, would probably survive.
Of course.
I'm not really
And maybe
sure
the rest of everyone would become zombies, hopefully.
Zombies. That's exactly what
hope.
I was just about to go for.
Fingers crossed, everyone.
I really am
that
crossing
zombie
for
apocalypse
By the way,
got to come.
If it does come, I will be at Village Crossing, Niles Center.
You
and
never
Chewy,
go to the mall.
Listen, on top of Dick's Sporting Goods store, because I will be able to hold out there for weeks. And listen, I'll be able to hold out there for weeks because I already figured out how I'm going to barricade and stuff. There's like an upper level. And if they can get onto the roof, it connects via rooftops to Jewel Osco.
Okay, well, that's great because then everyone in Jewel Osco will just come over to Dick's Sporting Goods and then you'll get shot.
Zombies can't climb.
No, but the other humans can. And
why would they come over and shoot me?
Because they need it for themselves. You're not thinking like everyone who's thinking that this is going to be like the last bastion of people or whatever, and they're going to shoot you so that their family of four can, you know, become the last surviving
family. Their family of four can procreate and save the human race?
No, definitely not.
Okay, then what are you talking about?
But they don't think that.
Why would
ahead.
They want to be the last four people if they're brother and
no,
sister,
they don't,
mom and dad?
They don't want that, but they...
But they'll shoot me to get it.
Exactly, because they're afraid of you taking all their supplies and whatnot. So they're... You know, have you never seen a zombie movie? Do you not know what goes on?
Dude, humans stick together when the zombies are out. Like, 100 million zombies.
Yeah. I tell you what, I bet racism is going to be there.
I'll be racist as hell against the zombies. That's,
yeah,
good.
That's, not a, that's a good question. Okay, done. You're stuck on the rooftop
you,
of Dick.
All we have is Indians.
With an, well, no, with an Indian and a Asian person.
Right.
A
oh,
chink.
Yeah.
If
wait,
you will.
Now wait,
and
now wait.
Nigger, as you call them.
Are they? Yeah. I don't call
and
them
as you
that.
Call them,
you don't call them that.
Niggers.
I don't call them that.
But you would explain to the black person how you like the word and you'd like to
yes,
use it.
Yes, I would.
Oh, right.
I'm, yes, I would.
Well,
if you get a black
you would get
person,
shot then.
I'll go explain it to fucking David and Anthony right
you're
now.
You're going
to
get stabbed.
I will prove you wrong. And
all right,
it's,
well,
it's all because of the attitude. They know. They can sense I don't mean it with any hostility
oh
or disrespect.
Oh, my God. You are such a dumbass.
You wish you were as cool as me.
What are you talking? You don't get to call gays fags either.
I never did.
But you would you try to explain it to the gays as well?
No.
That's not okay.
Fag has a same thing, like bad connotations right now. It needs time to, like, you know.
To what? To recoup?
To recuperate. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I don't think nigger's going to recoup anytime soon, okay? Give
it's
it,
been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Come on, guys. Oh, you get,
it's been
let's
like
get it together.
30
right?
years.
Right, come on. Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, say
that
right. Talk to the NAACP, all right?
You ever Al Sharpton?
Right. Yeah. Listen, nigger out. I know you're...
That's three. Four for you. To my one.
You get to say it. I get to, too.
Well, I know, but I'm just letting you know what the score is
the
and
score.
Who's probably coming off as a little bit more racist right now.
I'm,
oh it's God. Your voice, my friend.
Here's the thing. I'm making fun of you, obviously, who likes the word. You legitimately like the word.
Yes,
I don't
do.
Like the word.
For okay. For instance, there is a certain type of laugh that's like, just wait. Just wait for it. There's
right.
a certain type
Let's
of laugh.
Going.
Okay. And it's like a derivative laughter, kind of like...
Can you give it to me, or do you...
No, I don't actually know how to do
okay.
it. It's, I've only read about it, okay? But the term for this laughter is a snigger.
Okay, that's fine. That's
that
oh,
one
well,
letter
well,
makes it okay?
Yeah. It's called sniggering. Yeah, it's like doing that. Yeah, it's like...
That's,
okay, fine. So that's what it is? Are
yeah,
you
wait,
sure
wait,
that's
wait.
What it is?
And I'm pretty sure it's snicker. It's snicker.
Snicker.
No. There is a snicker.
Like the candy bar.
Yes, there
snickering.
Is a, there is a snickering. There's also a sniggering. I'm positive.
Are you
There's,
sure?
I'm positive.
Well, what's sniggering? What's the difference? Is
I
there
don't
a difference,
know.
Or is it just a different way of pronouncing
no,
pronounce it?
No, I'm sure there's a difference.
Okay, well, okay.
How would you spell it?
S-N-I-G-G-E-R-I-N-G. Right. But
I'll look it up right
please,
now.
Please
do look it up. Right.
But anyway, in the meantime.
Right, here's the thing. Let's say that word is real and that it's a legitimate laugh or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, how
well,
often?
It's not a legitimate. Oh, a legitimate laugh. I'm sorry.
Right.
I thought you meant the word's going to give
right.
me a legitimate
no,
laugh.
No. If I would. But. Let's, oh, God damn it. Okay, let's say that's real. How
okay.
often are you going to use that word? When have you ever heard someone say the word sniggering? Not snickering, sniggering. When have you ever heard someone say it? And it's not, and no one says it because they're afraid that someone's going to say, did you say niggering? No, because it's not. Because
niggering's not a verb.
Well, you could be, yeah, you're right. When you could, no. You guys are niggering about, no, yeah, you can't do it. Oh, that's funny to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it?
The word, I'm
I
telling
know.
You, gives
but
me a smile
my,
every time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sure Lynch Mob does, too. A little
who?
Lynch Mob.
What is that?
What's a Lynch... Oh, my God. What?
No,
what are we talking about?
No, listen, I know what a Lynch Mob is. I don't have anyone refer to them so cavalierly like, oh, hey, Lynch Mob, like it's a
and
character
no one
on a fucking cartoon.
No one just says, oh, what a bunch of niggers. No one says that.
Yes, they do.
Not unless they're saying it... Derogatorily.
No,
derogatorily?
Not necessarily. Black
when?
People say it to their friends all the time. Like,
they
look
get
at Chappelle.
They get to do that. That's part of the rules.
And that's just it, right
what?
There.
What?
Why does it a black person get to do it with no, like, ill intent or anything,
right.
and a white person can't do it without ill intent?
Well, they can do it without ill intent, but it usually doesn't come off that way. And I'll say this. It's the same reason why I'm not going to get pulled over when I'm doing 35 in a 30, and they are.
Same reason you're not going to get your plates checked.
Exactly. Yeah. Same reason why they're just going to assume, oh, he's going off to a tennis match or whatever, and they're not going to, or an ice hockey match.
What do you got in the word?
What do you got?
So, apparently, snigger is kind of a word.
Okay.
But there's no, like, literal definition for
it. Interesting. I knew I've heard
it's,
it before.
I think it's a slang term for snicker.
That makes more sense to me.
That would make the most sense.
It's possible. I'm not going to deny the possibility. I just know that I've read the word several times over. But
Where did you read this word?
In books.
What books? Racist books?
KKK Bible.
KKK Bible, yeah. Was it that?
No, not my gun rifle. Handy manual? No, I haven't. I didn't read it there.
Well, where did you read?
In a storybook.
What was this?
Harry Potter has snigger, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they can. That's a magical world where things don't exist. And
it's not like a creature. A snigger is not like a form.
Well, maybe,
kid with
wings. Maybe it's because over in England they say snigger instead of snicker.
Or J.K. Rowling's a racist.
That is true. That is true. I did read Voldemort used to be a black person, and they changed it in the...
Then he became Michael Jackson.
He does look weird. He does look super white. And
he doesn't have a nose.
Did lose a nose.
He's totally Michael Jackson.
He could be Michael Jackson. And he's all snake-like.
So he's just bald. The only difference is he doesn't have any hair.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson couldn't do magic.
And that he's magical. Although Michael Jackson does have magic.
He did have magic.
Right.
The way he
and he was a zombie, you know what I mean? And then he moved it back to being human, so he could be a zombie.
I think that the Thriller dance will never, ever be forgotten.
No. Especially after those Filipino people in the prisoner. In the prison did it.
There you go.
Right.
As a matter of fact, since we were talking about cha-cha slides and electric slides, I think I want the wedding dance at my wedding to be Thriller. I want my family member to get in lines and do the Thriller dance.
Yeah.
And I want
good.
It done right, too. I don't want, like, half-assing from the older ones.
Think?
I'm talking, like, you better be going at
Part
it.
Part of it, yeah, you're right. Part of it is, though, you want it to be almost, like, not sporadic. You want it to
be violent and jerky in the movie.
You want it to be violent and jerky, but you also want you don't want it to be planned out. You want it to just like seem like
you
it
want
just came out of
spontaneous.
Exactly. You want it to be like, oh hey, oh look, Thriller's on, and then you just get up and you start doing it with your wife, and then everyone else starts coming up. But you have to like train everyone. And you have to, like listen that prisoner video. Have you seen that prisoner video with all the Filipinos? Of course you haven't. I wasn't really expecting you to actually have seen it.
Why would I watch anything with Filipinos?
I understand. Right, they're almost Indians. I mean, so
they're as close as you can get.
All right, without actually
except for Pacquiao. You ever watch anything with that guy?
Pacquiao,
the most popular Filipino man.
The Mexicutioner.
He has exactly
the Mexicutioner
badass nickname.
That is a sweet nickname.
Do you know he has a movie where he's a superhero?
What?
Yeah, a Filipino movie.
What?
He's a superhero.
Wait, Pacquiao?
Manny Pacquiao.
Are you sure? Are thinking of like Ong Bak, which is like the guy doing that.
Yes, I'm sure, and
you
are really coming off as more and more racist.
What? No.
Why would I just confuse Manny Pacquiao with the guy who plays Ong Bak?
I assumed you were the racist.
Really?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Well, no. Ong Bak is this guy who's basically a superhero, and he's doing all this, like, Filipino Muay Thai stuff, and he's just hitting people with elbows. They do a lot of, and knees. Yeah, they do a lot of elbow and knee stuff over there. I don't know why, but they do that. Yeah. So what is he called in the...
I have no idea. I don't speak Filipino.
Yeah, but you can know what what's the title called.
I'm just going to say he's still called Pacquiao.
Or a Mexicutioner.
Maybe. Either way, he also made $30 million last year, little side note.
Doing what? Just fighting? Oh, yeah.
What he does.
Yeah.
Kicks ass.
He does kick ass. He's a tiny, tiny ball of thunder and lightning.
Yeah. The last guy he beat, which was...
I like to see him go
I can't remember the guy's name. The guy he just beat, like, 2 weeks ago on Saturday, that guy was, like, 15 pounds heavier than he was.
Really?
Yeah, and he had, like, I'd say at least 2 inches on him.
Now, see, I know that's a lot, especially in the boxing world, but part of me is just, like, unimpressed. I know it's impressive because, listen, don't roll your eyes at me.
Don't roll your eyes at me. You're unimpressed? Why don't you say that to Pacquiao?
No. First of all, he would whoop my ass without even looking at me.
Unimpressed?
No,
like
listen,
the best
I understand. Yes,
man,
I understand.
Man, combat.
Okay, listen to me, you idiot. I understand that 15 pounds is a lot and 2 inches is a lot, but I wanted to go up against someone like Zangief from Street Fighter, where...
Real boxing is not Rocky IV. There is no Ivan Drago. Nobody beats somebody who has a foot extra reach on them and 40 extra pounds of muscle. That no one's going to beat that guy unless you like sneak a couple blades into the ring with you.
Okay, maybe it's not Zangief, but what about like Sagat or something like that, like the other guy?
Referencing Street Fighter characters.
Oh, why not?
What if it's like Blanka and he crouches down and starts electrocuting everybody who gets close to him?
Let's not be ridiculous.
No, anybody fight like that that you know of?
I thought I saw someone, but it turned out it was not a documentary. It was a Street Fighter movie.
What a movie.
Oh, okay.
Van Damme.
That was good.
Dude, the best. For me, the highlight of that movie is at the very end when, for some reason, of course, he just gets busted out of the prison and, like, his sleeves rip off. And there's a close-up of an arm that I don't think is his with the United States flag tattooed on it. And it just flexes in the middle of the camera, all lubed up for about a minute.
About a minute.
And it's just flexing.
What if you come Duke Nukem?
That's what happens. There's like little grunting noises right. in the back. It's just flexing that arm.
Right.
The same thing happens in Predator.
You sure
Predator.
Wasn't gay porn? Like seeing that it... You sure it wasn't that?
I'm pretty sure.
You
anyway,
sure?
What else happened? Predator. You ever see the first Predator?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And,
of course I have.
Another guy from Rocky. Who's that? Apollo Creed. Who's that? What's that guy's name? Anybody know?
Who?
Apollo. He was Mr. Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, he was in Arrested Development. Carl Weathers.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right. Okay, anyway. Him, when him and Arnold Schwarzenegger are introduced at the beginning of Predator,
yeah.
they, you know, they see each other, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, Dylan. And they high-five and stuff.
Right.
Clasp hands, and then same thing. They're shaking hands, and they're just flexing their forearms
right,
for, like, 2 minutes.
Well, yeah,
and it's just,
Okay, that was a gay point.
That is what they do.
That was Predator. The male predator.
Anal predator.
Right, anal predator.
Is
male
the,
predator. Right.
Is yeah, the it was just,
yeah. Well, they do that to show off the guy. First of all, why do guys like that movie just watching the guys? Like,
guys don't like it because Schwarzenegger
right,
and Carl Weathers are fingering their hands.
They
know,
are
like,
a little
finger
action.
The
right.
They like it because at the end, everybody's dead and Schwarzenegger's running around covered like, you know, like
in
hiding,
mud and stuff.
Hiding from this alien
right,
thing.
Right, anyway, he's got a millimeter... He's got a millimeter of mud on him, and the thing can't see through that heat-seeking thing. He's got, like, a little bit of mud.
He's got more than a millimeter. He packs it on
nothing.
There. He
and then,
takes it on there.
First of all, what the hell happened with that whole Alien versus Predator thing or whatever? Like, all of a sudden, Alien
Nobody
and Predator...
Wins. Nobody wins when
no.
aliens fight Predators.
Yeah, but I know, but for some reason, Predator became the good guy. Predator used to, you know, just hunt human beings. Now they're hunting aliens, now they're hunting all this other stuff, they're hunting, like, Jason and, you know, Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. I mean,
just, they're Predators, they hunt.
Yeah, I understand, but what the fuck? Why do we have to do that when there's, like, AVP-1, AVP-2, and they're, like, going down the Mayan shit and all this weird stuff? It is a weird-ass way to conduct your...
I agree. There's just a lot of, you know, weird movies and weird things
crossovers.
Going on. Yeah, like, I feel like people are not coming up with, like, original ideas anymore. There's a lot of books that are getting made into movies, Twilight, Casing Points. There's also a lot of remakes being done.
The Road? Although
is that a remake?
No, that's a book.
Okay.
That's
a book.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. Cormac McCarthy.
Which, what is the... Is everyone making a post-apocalyptic movie now? 2012, The Road, there's that Guardian movie where, like, the whole bunch of angels come down or whatever.
Legion,
yeah.
And Book of Eli with Denzel.
Yeah.
And Mila Kunis.
Are we all
really becoming a fox.
Yeah, she's looking good.
What is she? Is she Persian?
I don't know.
Something?
Persian? That Persia doesn't exist anymore. It's Iran. Sorry. So your other chick that you like, who's Persian as well?
Iranian?
Yeah, she's Iranian.
What's Kim Kardashian, then?
Big-assed, I think. Is
Persian.
Iranian, then. Yeah, Persia doesn't exist anymore.
I'm going to call her Persian as I bang her.
Here's the thing. You like the idea
me.
Because you like the idea of Prince of Persia and you being the Prince of Persia as she's the Princess of Persia. But let me tell you this. You're the Prince of Iran, so have fun with that.
I actually never even thought about it that way.
Yeah. So have fun with those nuclear arms. All right, buddy?
Hey, I'm the Prince.
Right.
Fuck not.
Of Iran.
If I'm the prince of any, I'd be
but
the prince of
fucking
a poor
hates
people,
Iran.
But I'm still the prince.
Everyone hates Iran. It goes North Korea, then Iran in terms of hatred for everyone. Everyone hates North Korea, and then they hate Iran.
I don't hate Iran. Why do you hate them?
Because you don't know anything about world politics or anything like that.
What's to hate?
God, I'm not going to get into the goddamn explanation as to why we don't like Iran, because you
won't
pick up...
You say we,
I
but you
Canada
only mean
more
you.
Than,
hey, there
Korea
it is.
Well, that's
There's
because
a lot
you're down from Mexico,
Canada.
And people hate Mexican... Well, I mean, people hate Canadians because they're nice Americans. Everyone doesn't know that.
Oh, so
yeah.
Wait. So you're arguing that everybody should hate North Koreans and Iranians,
yes.
But Canadians are actually all just nice Americans.
The majority are. Yeah, I'm going to say the majority. Hold on. Oh, let me take a... Are you
Is that
doing coke?
Biased?
There's nothing wrong with biased.
That's biased.
Okay, I just farted. That's probably what you're smelling. Yeah, sorry.
That's,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
sorry
horrible.
About that. Right.
How can you even say that?
What?
And you say we.
Yeah,
you,
we.
You like to say we a lot.
I do like to say we. I include the majority of intelligent people in my conversations.
That's only you can only speak for yourself.
I am the only intelligent person in this room, so you have a point there.
Yeah, and you continuously say we.
Yeah, okay, well, we...
So you and all your imaginary friends.
No, me and all my smart friends. I hit the goddamn mic. This is like
very
the eighth
smart.
Time.
Very smart.
Intelligence is... Okay, I'm not a retard
that was what
or
you just
a savant.
To me.
Okay.
Oh, a savant. Now, that would be something, to be a savant.
No, wouldn't you look like a retard to everyone?
Do you know, there's a... I think there are worse things.
To look like than a retard?
Yeah.
Like what?
To be paralyzed from the neck down. To have a, you know, a huge penis that doesn't work. To I don't even know.
How would that work?
I don't know.
Is it all floppy?
All it does is like dangle down by your ankle and it doesn't have any function.
Okay,
you have no nerves in it. That would suck.
First of all, having a dick that long would suck anyways, okay?
But if you could use it like a regular dick, you could do some serious damage.
You couldn't do anything with it. You could get into
You could fuck like three or four women. You could impale them. You'd go like through one chick, start fucking another one.
Here's the thing that guys just think about. Like, yeah, I'm just going to bang the bejesus out of this chick with my 8-inch long dick. There's about 6 inches of vagina that you can actually penetrate, okay? After, yeah, exactly.
Some girls like it, though, when you hit the wall.
Yeah, but hitting the wall is like hitting, like, you know, the beginning of another vagina, and it's just
tear
weird to me.
Tear down this wall.
What? Bust it through. Bust through the...
Do some blasting damage. Make her remember it. That's what I'm talking about.
No, you do not want to blast through that, okay?
I mean, maybe you don't. I do.
Well, but then what happens is then...
One night stand.
Here's the thing, then it's
going to
get...
3-year ordeal.
That other, like, those teeth are going to capture around your, like, penis. Think
those
about that.
Teeth?
Well, it looks like kind of another mouth inside of there. The cervix?
Maybe Indian vaginas.
No, maybe you've never seen a biology textbook and you never opened it up to see what a vagina looks like on the inside.
I'm pretty sure vaginas don't have teeth.
No teeth at
actually,
all in a
just
vagina.
Gonna, just going to go ahead and
are you
say
sure?
That.
Well, I'm very sure.
I will tell you this.
Except for that horror movie that was called Teeth.
Oh, my God. That was an amazing horror movie.
Was that what you were going to argue
the penis
with me?
Off.
Was that you were going to argue with me? You said, oh, actually, there's a horror movie where there is teeth in a vagina. Yeah, that's legit.
No, but inside of the vagina.
There were teeth.
No, inside the vagina.
Right.
It looks
okay.
like there's another
right.
mouth inside of it.
I won't try and break down women's cervixes because I'm afraid they'll actually start biting.
Well, I don't think you're actually going to get past the actual, you know, labias themselves. You know.
Don't use medical terms. What's
labias?
That's a labia.
That's the lips. The meat curtains.
So is that where the teeth were?
Yeah, that's where they were.
Jesus.
Well, I think I don't...
How did nobody know?
I don't think they came out. You know what I mean? I think they were just like Wolverine claws.
A Venus flytrap.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't see
like a Venus mantrap.
Exactly. Actually, that fits pretty well. Yeah. So it comes
Venus dick trap.
Okay. There it goes. Okay. It just opens up wide.
It's not even really.
You start banging away.
Oh, dude, if you got your dick stuck in a bear trap.
That's what it's like. It's a and then it just bites it off. Yeah.
Ah.
I think that's how it feeds. It feeds off dork.
Isn't the first penis that it bites off, doesn't it, like, spit it back, too?
I can't remember. I didn't see the horror movie. I just saw the trailer for it.
Oh, I watched, like, the first, you know, 10-15 minutes
me,
of it.
To me, that movie is worse than Two Girls in One Cup, honestly. Like, the idea...
How?
How?
Oh, getting your dick bitten off?
Yeah.
I would agree with that, being worse than Two Girls in One Cup.
Yeah.
Well, either way, either having my dick chomped on by some alien vagina or, having
it's not an alien vagina.
Having
it's a human vagina.
Okay.
Okay, please.
There's obviously something wrong with it.
There was something wrong with it.
In it. Okay, so either way, I don't care if it's alien or human or beaver or what the hell. If it's chomping, I don't want
it. Yeah, you don't want it, not you.
But at the same time, having two chicks shit and vomit and eat it again and shit and vomit all over me is also kind of neurologically scarring to me.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad stuff, you know what I mean? But
either way, I'm pretty sure I'm losing wood because of what just happened.
You will lose wood.
In both cases,
I couldn't beat off for at least 5 minutes after watching Two Girls One Cup. I mean, after that, I closed the window and just started beating off again. But it took me a good 5 minutes to recover, you know what I mean? And then after One Guy One Cup, that I couldn't...
So you were beating off to, like, guy stuff?
No,
no,
cross
one
guy,
one cup.
No, listen, here's the thing. One Guy One Cup is the worst thing I've ever seen. Do not make that sound, you son of a bitch.
It's audio porn, dude.
God damn it. That is what blind people have to listen to. Just just that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And all
right. Right.
Man, this is so cool. I wonder what's happening.
Right, yeah. Right.
This is really just taking a step up.
What
I
do
think.
Blind people...
We just took a step up for
right.
sure. Audio porn.
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's just like regular porn without all the... You can just have
without all the
actual banging. You can just have like good mics.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like Oreos without the cream filling.
Oh, is it a black joke again? Really? Is that what you're doing?
Okay, that's six. Anybody else keeping track
here? I didn't
say
the N-word.
Six to one. I don't even care. You are so...
That
dumb.
Was just so far racist. We're giving you a
Jesus.
Point there.
What are you doing?
I'm probably going to end up breaking this light bulb and using the shards to carve a swastika into your arm, you dirty son.
Because it's a white light bulb? Wow. I can't believe what you did there.
I don't care what
we
it is.
We should actually play
a
game
shard.
Who makes the most racist comments in an episode one day, because
I'll play that game all day. I can go a long time without making a racist comment, or if I do, it usually comes off as, like, quirky and fun.
No, it usually comes off as racist and insulting.
Usually that's you.
I think that's actually the exact opposite of what I become. People are like, MJ, you are a funny person because we like your sense of humor and sense of style.
Again, these are your imaginary friends
to. Nope. Joseph, Ian, and Tyler.
Joseph, Ian.
And Victor.
Victor.
No, not Victor. No. And Vincent. We're all good friends. Actually, Vincent is. You asked me before what would my name be if I did?
Vincent?
No, it'd be Dragon Eagle Falcon. But if I couldn't choose that.
DEF for short.
Yeah, Def. Definitely an awesome name. Dragon Eagle Falcon.
Def.
If I couldn't.
Weird.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those aren't even names. Those are animals.
Wolf? We already discussed this.
Those signs. The deaf area ahead while you're driving.
No.
That would be so cool.
Okay. Yeah, it would.
Have your own sign.
You'd be something special. You'd probably get to have like your own like weirdly made car.
I was driving down the road and I saw someone had Omnipotent as their license plate. I thought that was cool.
Except he was driving like a. That's ballsy.
Right.
Omnipotent.
He was driving a Hyundai, and I was like,
Hyundai. Was it a hybrid?
No. I was like, you're a dick.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all, right?
Omnipotent.
He's going
to
spend
anything I want.
He probably spent $125 for that goddamn license plate a year.
How did he fit? Omnipotent.
No, it was just it was mainly the consonants
without
or whatever.
Vowels.
It was like exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I get
it. Right. And it was like, all right, you're an idiot. Well, on a Hyundai? You spent $125
on a Hyundai. Speaking of which, can we get this out of the way now? How do you say that name? Not Honda. How do you say the other car company's name?
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
That's Hyundai.
Well, they changed the name so it was more like Honda.
Hyundai.
So that they would sell more, but you really pronounce it Hyundai.
Yeah, but no one says Hyundai.
Of course
right.
not.
That's
right.
The shipping
Who's
company.
Buy a Hyundai?
Like, my girlfriend's actual name is Farha, but no one says Farha because no one's an idiot. They just say Farha. Hyundai. Hyundai. Hyundai.
Farha.
Yeah, right. Well, these are people that, you know, have halal, okay, to eat, right? No, it's halal.
What?
Halal? That's the way you kill a meat. You gotta. Let me tell you that. This is what they do. They string the animal up and
Who's they?
The Muslims.
Already stopped caring.
Well, you asked, okay? I'm telling you what they do.
Actually, I don't think I asked at all.
You said, what the hell is that? Halal is a special kind of, what's that mean?
Yeah, no, I didn't think there was going to be an explanation.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what it is. They string up the animal, they say a prayer, and they slit its throat, and they bleed it dry.
Oh, hey, look, over in the window. It's my attention.
Exactly. See, you lost me, and you lost everyone else.
Well, yes. Maybe I didn't lose the Muslims.
Haul up. Great.
So
go celebrate.
Those 2% of...
Go celebrate with... I don't even... How do Muslims celebrate? Without bathing?
No, they don't do that.
Shooting guns and blowing up.
There you go.
No.
Blowing things up.
That's only the
Wash
insurgents.
Their face and hands in cow piss?
They do that.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
No, that's the Hindus in that one. No, the Muslims don't really celebrate very much. They're not as celebrating.
They pray, don't they?
Yeah, which is not a celebration. That's just boring. You know what I mean? Mm. Like their big day or whatever that everyone knows about, Ramadan. They just don't eat for the whole goddamn
Ramadan.
Right.
Think about Thanksgiving.
Right.
That is not even anybody's like special day. Thanksgiving is just a made up day.
It's America
and what does everybody
Canada.
Do? Everybody
eats. Right.
America and Canada.
Yeah. Canada has Thanksgiving.
Well, you're right.
Right.
What I meant to say was that it's not any
it's no
person
religious part.
Or religious.
Right.
It's no special day.
Right.
It's just a day set aside so these countries can not work and eat.
Yeah, but people do work and they do eat.
Yeah.
So they do eat.
Well, I'm not working.
Well, I'm not going to work either.
So there you go.
But the Muslim chicks at my work, they're working.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving, do they?
I don't think so.
Well, there you go.
Well, they're first generation, you know, they don't have this Thanksgiving part. Their kids
you know
probably will.
Work.
Right, exactly. That do you not think I said to myself, am I probably going to work on this day? Nope, because the Muslims are. That's what I said to myself.
Well, I do have a buddy. He's Greek, and he doesn't actually celebrate Thanksgiving on the same day that we celebrate. They have their own Thanksgiving, but he has
the
to
Greeks
work.
Have their own Thanksgiving?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
They have their own Easter and Christmas and shit, too.
Well, oh, have they run on a different calendar?
They're Greek Orthodox. So, like, they have a different religion going on.
Yeah, but
on.
Thanksgiving is not a religious thing. It's when we landed and we're like, oh,
right.
hey, Indian people.
Yeah, but they're
people.
Greek. They didn't land anywhere.
That's what I mean. How do they have their own Thanksgiving? That's what I mean. How do they have their own Thanksgiving?
They probably have something else that translates as such. They don't eat turkey anyway. They eat bacon and feta. So
feta?
Feta cheese.
No, it's lamb and feta.
Whatever. Lamb and feta.
Right.
Something and feta cheese. My buddy, yeah, but whenever I go to my buddy's...
They must smell like ass.
I love feta cheese. That's what's so strange about it, too, is that you smell it, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm holding shit. And then you taste it,
yeah.
And it's like, whoa, this tastes like heaven.
Well, let me
and it's like, it's fucking with your senses. You're just like, oh, man, I can't even describe it. It's
there
very
is a
strange.
Fruit in Asia that smells like rotting meat. And the Asians and the Filipinos, they love it. They can't get enough of that shit. Mm. But they hate the smell of cheese because it's rotten milk. That's what cheese is. It's rotten
anybody
milk.
Who doesn't like cheese can fuck
you
off.
You know, in well, that's all Japan, of Asia. They have, like, mayonnaise restaurants where all they serve is mayonnaise.
What the fuck is wrong?
Like, just fondue ways? Mayonnaise.
We can't fondue. What
curded
are they, what
mayonnaise.
Are what are they dipping
oh,
to it?
God. I'm
no, 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 no. Like, what we would use is fondue cheese. They have, like,
mayonnaise.
Like, mayonnaise.
Right, but what
so
do they dip
put,
it in? What
they dip, like, crackers
they dip, like,
and stuff
bread
in it?
And
meat?
Here's the thing. You
fruit,
cannot explain the meat. Japanese are such a weird goddamn culture.
I know.
All right?
Dogs.
Look at all the anime porn I got over there.
Well, that's part. They have all these hot chicks sometimes. Well, sometimes. And then sometimes they are attractive. Come
is it,
on.
Is it the Japanese or is it the Chinese women that, like, put
bind
their
feet
in the wooden
I think
shoes?
Shiny. I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, they don't do,
yeah,
they haven't
don't do
done
that
anymore. For, like, 100 years.
Right. But they
good
did
for
that.
Them.
Right. Welcome to the 21st century, everybody. But, yeah, you're right.
Some
but some of them are attractive.
Wooden shoes.
The only ones that are attractive are the ones with the big boobs.
Yeah.
And those are the only ones you
they're
find
so
in America.
Rare.
No, let me tell you something.
They're so rare.
Maria Ozawa. Look at that chick up. All right. She is a hot piece of ass. All right.
There's a lot of vowels in
Maria. It is Maria. You can get that one. Ozawa. Looking good. And,
but here's the goddamn thing. Big-breasted Asian?
No, she's not big-breasted, but she's attractive.
I don't really
want to
mess with her then. I've seen plenty of good-looking Asian women, and without the boobs to make them up.
No, you will look at her, and you'll be like, here's the thing. She's part French-Canadian, okay? So she's almost half American.
So that half is tainted by Canadian.
Or French, which is hot.
French is hot, but Canadian is like filthy French.
That's not filthy French.
It's filthy. It's
nice
like,
find,
it's like,
MJ.
Yeah, did you find her? Yeah, thank you, because she is hot. Thank
she
you,
she looked like the
no, she
the
looks
Indian
good.
Girl from
all right, she looks
7-11?
Good. First of all, I don't think we should be doing this on the goddamn school computers.
Why not?
She's a porn star.
Oh
don't
over.
Worry.
Oh,
there's
I don't
so
care.
So much more that we've used the computers for.
Yeah, looking good. She's looking
okay,
good.
Fine. Or I'll look her up when I go home.
Are you good?
When I have some alone
right.
time.
Right. Sisters, get out of here.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Hey.
Right.
Hey!
I'm looking up a stuff about samurai, okay? Please, I have stuff to do.
Dishonor!
God damn it. All right, but the thing is, yeah, Maria Ozawa, hot piece of ass. But the thing is, what is the deal with their textile stuff? Still, again, I do not understand. They
textile
are you,
stuff.
They
so like braille?
We talked about this before, where they brock out the vagina.
Did you say brock?
Brock.
They brock out the vagina glue.
The vagina. Yeah. Okay.
And what do they do?
They block out the vagina.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the textile
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
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 That's censored.
Yeah, I know, but they do that. And but on the part,
the
you know why they do that?
Stuff, I swear, we all thought you were talking about like the cloth.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like textile stuff. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Why did you just say the? Why do they censor?
Exactly.
It?
Why do they have those pixels in front of
the
stuff? I'll tell
textile.
You why they probably do. Because they know how to market porn. They've been doing it well and like a lot for a long time. They don't. They you don't like you. They don't give you the good stuff without you paying.
You really think that once I see a vagina, I'm like, oh, forget it. I don't want to see this chick anymore. No.
No, it has to do
yeah,
with
because
they don't like the pubic hairs. Well, I mean, you can have sex with 13-year-old girls, but the pubic hairs are the things that, you know,
right.
set it apart.
I don't think so. I think
no, I'm being serious.
13-year-olds don't have a lot of pubes.
Oh, my God.
They
what is
don't,
wrong with this?
But,
no, but here's the thing. They all have hair down there, okay? So I don't know what you're talking about, honestly. You're way off. Way off.
Well, they all... Okay, well, fine.
Yeah.
It's, you, I don't. I wanted to say you bring up a good point, but
thank
you really didn't.
I made up a great point.
What? The Asians...
Don't shave down there.
Yeah. Yeah, but you started with the whole textile thing, and we still have... Oh, Eric solved that.
Right? Eric did solve that, right. And Maria is all right.
Are you... Really? They block out...
Yeah, they do.
The
well,
good
not,
stuff
not
because
all.
Of pubes.
Pubes!
They can shave that.
Pubes.
Go ahead and keep doing that. I'll talk. I'll say things that people actually want to hear.
Well, they don't want to hear pubes.
Well, they don't, but they don't want to hear, like, I don't even know, details of Muslim culture and racial slurs.
First of all, that's you. I'm not the one dropping the N-word.
You dropped
okay?
it more than I did, buddy.
More, but not the first one. I think
no,
you dropped
right.
first.
You're right.
Right.
I may have opened the floodgates, but
you
again,
opened
I
up.
Am bringing it back. I'm
you,
not even kidding.
You cannot bring the word nigger back, okay? Just drop
Six.
It. That's seven now, actually.
Oh, well, you didn't say the N-word seven times.
But
you
said you're going to count it anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Point is, oh, my God, you can't bring it back. Just like you
can
bring...
I can, and I will.
You can't bring Spick back? You can't bring Chase.
Hey, you want to know why they censor the porn?
It's because they used to have America.
It's not the pubes, is it?
No, it's not the pubes.
No, it wasn't. I was lying.
Yeah, it used to be that.
But no, what it was that.
American generals.
In Japan, they had initially outlawed porn, saying that it was injurious to the public morals.
Yeah.
But then after World War II, when America won, they basically gave them all the freedoms that we have, except for porn.
Right.
And so you got everything except for watching the dick fuck a vagina.
Right. But they will see it, just
it
not the whole
so
thing.
Lame.
But here's the thing. Part of
isn't it?
Yeah, it is so lame.
Why would they even do that? And what I understand though is now, why are they still holding on to that
I mean,
they're totally
independent. Well, not all of them. You can see.
I don't know. Some of the freaky shit that I've heard about in Japan, I'm okay with them just censoring that.
Well, here's the thing. That's the point.
Game shows and stuff.
Right. Why do they censor the least offensive part that? Why do they have the most offensive kind of material? But then they have the least effect. They block out like the thing that I would not really care about if they blacked out.
Anyway. I'm not sure. Again, it's a different mentality, and that's just one of the things.
But that's the thing
in cultures,
is that they do this thing where they like Maria Ozawa has both censored stuff and uncensored stuff.
So she appeals. She's got her feet dabbling in both worlds.
Yeah, she does.
She's straddling, and I gotta
love
it.
She is goddamn good.
Either way, that's about our time. So thank you for tuning in for
Make sure to check out the blog.
That's right.
Avoidingpeople.blogspot.com. Oh, yes.
Thanks for the reverb.
Bring in
Dr.
the reverb.
Lou.
It's going to be tough to understand this, but that's okay. Avoidingpeople.blogspot.com or avoidingpeople@gmail.com.
Email us.
Any kind of emails.
And we will respond to you. Thank you very much again. Next week, we're going to have probably more porn, less racial jokes, courtesy of my buddy MJ.
I'm going to have at least one.
All right. Come up with some new ones, though. And
okay. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Either way. Until then, thanks again. This has been Avoiding People.
With Don.
And MJ.
Nigger.